Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies.
Hello, everybody. God bless you today. This is Susan Puzio, and I want to welcome you to the Prophetic News Radio broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. And our topic today is Daystar Television Network and Marcus and Joni Lamb, Pimp Preacher. Now, I know some people think that term pimp preacher might be a little harsh, but I was looking in the Bible, and our theme scripture today is Psalm 106:39, and it says, "Thus were they defiled with their own works and went a-whoring with their own inventions." And truly, Marcus and Joni Lamb have turned to their own inventions to raise money. They claim to have such success even in a recession, and but these are their own inventions of manipulation and false promises of blessings with financial gifts to a organization that already takes in multiple millions of dollars selling airtime around the world. And I'm not opposed to ministries making money or getting paid salaries. That doesn't disturb me. If you work, you should get paid. What does disturb me and should disturb any Christian is the method that they use to portray success, but yet it is a invention in their own mind that has nothing to do with the Bible. So if you, I like, and I've said this before, I like the King James Version, and of course I looked in a few other versions online, and I don't see that word whoring. I don't see the word whore. So why is that deleted? It's a strong word, and it needs to be used. I like the English language. I like the beauty of words, and it's a good description of these ministries. But also, you know, there's a few things in the news. We had a news report here in the last few days about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers football team. Three of the players have come down with MRSA, and there seems to be a problem in the NFL with MRSA, which is a flesh-eating bacteria. It's very hard to get rid of. It's sometimes antibiotic resistant, and we've overused antibiotics in this country to the point where sometimes they don't work. They put so many antibiotics in the feed that gets into the milk and gets into the meat, and of course doctors indiscriminately give antibiotics to people when there's natural things that can work in some cases just as well. So that is going to be a big problem, because these football players, they, and I am a football fan, I enjoy football, but they get injured playing, they bleed, and they touch each other, So they're saying something about they might not let them play tomorrow. So I don't know what's going to be come of that. But the Bible does say that in the end times there will be plagues, and we're going to see these kind of things happening more and more, these infections and sexually transmitted diseases, because truly the days are wicked. And what happens to a lot of these preachers when they go off and they start believing their own press and start believing in their own importance as far as the gospel is concerned, and then they turn to their own methods, is most of them wind up drunks, or they wind up drug addicts, or they wind up in adultery, they wind up divorced. And in the end, we all remember, or some of us that are old enough to remember in the 1980s, when God judged the PTL ministry, Jim Baker and his wife Tammy at the time, and Jimmy Swaggart Ministries, he exposed all the hidden works of darkness. God exposed it. Of course, people came in later like a bunch of vultures, but certain ministries like Jerry Falwell and the Cirillos to try to gather up the spoils. But anyway, when God judges a ministry, then that's the end for that time. They may resurrect sometime in the future, but it will never be the way it was. And I remember David Wilkerson giving a prophecy that one day bats would fly through the buildings there at PTL if they didn't clean up their act. And of course, today, if you go on the internet and if you look at YouTube, you can see the videos there of the former PTL property, and most of the buildings are abandoned. The roofs have caved in, and bats truly did fly through the buildings. So I have people say, well, sometimes, don't you want to know this about a ministry, or don't you want to know that about a ministry, and what are you going to do about it? I try to do what I can do to tell people what they're doing in public, which is obvious to us or should be obvious. They're doing it, so and they're saying it, so we're just repeating really what they're doing and saying. And but I am a firm believer that when it's God's time to judge a minister or a ministry, nothing is going to stop that. Nothing. It's better to be judged by the body of Christ and to repent and try to make things right, and to have God Almighty himself judge you publicly. I don't think any of us really want to go through that. So we see so many things going on today, and especially if you turn on television, what they call Christian television, and most every single network now has sold out for filthy lucre. They no longer care about the gospel. They care about becoming wealthy and buying mansions and jet planes and jewels and that kind of thing. And it's become an embarrassment to the world to see this kind of thing. Even some of the clips I'm going to play today from Marcus and Joni Lamb when they had a share-a-thon recently, and they had an Israel night where they were raising money for Holocaust victims. Now, okay, that's a good thing to have a house in Israel where you house Holocaust victims. That's a nice thing. Yes, it is. But to use that, and you'll hear the way they use that, and it will shock you like it shocked me, how low can you go? And then they bring on Larry Huck and his wife Tiz, who really is Larry Huckster and his wife Tiz, and Juanita Bynum. Oh, I'm going to play a clip from her. Total manipulation, who she claims to be a prophet, a prophetess, and then proceeds to use nothing but witchcraft to manipulate people to send in money by claiming that she's some great prophetess. So because she is there delivering the word, then it is your time then to act. And it's shameful, really. Really shameful, but let me read a couple more scriptures here. And you can look these up yourself. The Bible talks about whoring, Numbers 15:39, and it shall be unto you for a fringe, that ye may look upon it, and remember all the commandments of the Lord, and to do them, and that ye seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which ye used to go a-whoring. Deuteronomy 31:16, and the Lord said unto Moses, behold, thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, and this people will rise up and go a-whoring after the gods of the strangers of the land, whither they go to be among them, and will forsake me and break my covenant, which I have made with them. Leviticus 20, verse 5. Then I will set my face against that man and against his family, and will cut him off, and all that go a-whoring after him, to commit whoredom with Molech from among their people. Now, if you only give money to get money back, and you're giving money to buy the salvation of your children, or to buy your healing, or to pay your mortgage, or to do whatever you want, God will cut you off, because God does not bless selfishness. He's not going to do it. You don't get God's attention by being selfish. That has nothing to do with Christianity. Christianity is about love. Leviticus 20, verse 6, and the soul that turneth after such as have familiar spirits and after wizards to go a-whoring after them, I will even set my face against that soul and will cut him off from among his people. Judges 2, verse 17, and yet they would not hearken unto their judges, but they went a-whoring after other gods and vowed themselves unto them. They turned quickly out of the way which their fathers walked in, obeying the commandments of the Lord. Hosea 4:12, my people ask counsel at their stocks, and their staff declareth unto them, for the spirit of whoredoms has caused them to err, and they have gone a-whoring from under their God. Hosea 9:1, rejoice not, O Israel, for joy as other people, for thou hast gone a-whoring from thy God, and thou hast loved a reward upon every corn floor. Now truly, Marcus and Joni, love the rewards of selling miracles. They're laughing now, but and enjoying it. But I want to know, Marcus and Joni, how do you sleep at night when you count that money, after you've counted that money that you have taken through extortion? And even Jesus himself talked about extortion, and Ezekiel 22:12, in thee have they taken gifts to shed blood, thou hast taken usury and increase, and thou hast greedily gained of thy neighbors by extortion, and hast forgotten me, saith the Lord God. Matthew 22:25, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you make clean the outside of the cup. Oh, you look really nice in those tailor-made suits and those pretty clothes, but within they are full of extortion and excess. So that's the word of God. Those are not my words. Those are God's words. But Marcus and Joni Lamb own this Daystar television network, and it's available on many of the satellite networks, and also cable, satellite. That's how I first came across it, probably about 5 years ago. I didn't really know who they were. I never heard of them until I got a satellite dish, and then I was able to see them. But they claim that in their bio, in the early 1980s, Marcus Lamb was a successful evangelist. He had no intention of changing his ministry focus, but God had other plans. He met his bride, who he later committed adultery with, another woman that was working there at the station. The affair went on for 7 years until he got caught. And then they claimed that some of the employees were trying to extort money from them, so they had to go public. But their claims of extortion were never proven, and all the lawsuits were dropped. And Marcus and Joni are trying to revive their marriage. And so that, as I said before, that's one of the things that happens to people that do these kind of things, is they usually wind up in a adultery or drugs or alcohol. And that was the case with Marcus Lamb. I think, originally started their network in Montgomery, Alabama. And then they moved to Dallas, and they say that God rewarded their sacrifices, and they bought Channel 29. And they went on from there to build this, I think it's the second largest Christian television network. But I'm not really going to call it Christian. There's a couple Christian things on there, but they really don't portray Christianity the way it should be portrayed to the world. And they followed in the footsteps of many other television ministries in the fundraising. Now, I have mentioned this before, that these television ministries make a fortune selling airtime. I think, according to this article here, and Let Us Reason, which is a good website, I think it was something like they were getting $4,000 for every half hour of airtime that they were selling. So, okay, that's $8,000 an hour. So just even if they were programming 10 hours a day, they would be making $80,000. So say they programmed 20 hours. Say they were making $150,000 a day selling airtime. By the end of the week, they would have over $1 million just in airtime. So in 1 year, they would have anywhere from $50 to $60 million just from the sale of airtime alone. They would really, they don't ever need to have another telethon. They have enough money for their little projects. And look, if you're so interested in helping people, then, you know, sell your house and your car and you sacrifice. If you're going to ask other people to sacrifice, then you sacrifice too for your projects that God supposedly told you to do, and your network is taking in $50 to $60 million, and then you have the nerve to have a telethon? Something wrong with that. So, really, it's a little ridiculous, don't you think? But anyway, I'm going to play. Now, this clip I found very, very shocking. Marcus Lamb trying to raise money, and I won't give it away, but I'll let you hear it for yourself.
The phone and say, I'll give $1,000, I'll give £1,000, I'll give €1,000, either as a one-time gift or spread out over 12 months, 84 a month. Quickly, move to the phone, move to the phone. Call that number now. Ring that phone. Go to your computer, todaystar.com, and click on giving or pledging. It is a secure website, and you can electronically send your pledge that way. Would you call today? Would you call today? The time is running out. The time is running out. We're getting ready to end this segment, and as far as I know, this will be the last opportunity for you to give to help the Holocaust survivors. Don't miss this moment. Don't miss this opportunity. The reason you're in front of that TV, the reason you haven't changed the channel, is because God is saying, I've got you there for such a time as this. And God is saying this is a divine appointment between you and Him. And God is saying, I'm not trying to get something from you. God is saying, I'm trying to get something to you. I'm trying to get to you a commanded blessing. Because God said in His Word in Deuteronomy, I will bless those who bless you, Israel, and I will curse those who curse you, Israel. So it is a commanded blessing when you bless Israel. I don't know of any other scripture in the Bible where there's a commanded blessing. This is a commanded blessing. This is an automatic blessing. This is a guaranteed blessing. This is a supernatural blessing. Why don't you call? You'll be so glad you did. You'll be so happy knowing that you've got seed in Israel. You'll be so happy knowing you helped these heroes, the Holocaust survivors. And you'll be so happy knowing that a commanded blessing is coming your way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We got 30 seconds left. If you're going to call, get on the phone right now. Get on the phone right now. Get on the phone right now. We'll include all of you that are calling in this prayer. We're going to place all these pledges on that hand-crocheted flag of Israel that one of the Holocaust survivors in the Daystar House of Hope made for me. It took him over a year to crochet this flag. We're going to take all of these pledges and we're going to place them on that Israeli flag that Holocaust survivor made.
Aww.
And it's going,
wow.
We're just going to make an altar of blessing. Would you call? Would you call? Would you call? It's time to pray. It's time to pray. It's time to close this segment. But if you're on the phone, I'll wait just another moment. I don't want anybody to miss out on this.
I know
I'm telling
don't.
You what. You need a blessing. You need things
no,
you
to change.
Need a
blessing.
You need your circumstance to change. Well, as a man of God,
what?
This year will be my 40th year in ministry. God has helped me to memorize 7,000 scriptures.
Oh, it didn't do you any
and
good.
And upon the authority of those scriptures that I have learned, I assure you, this is a commanded blessing of God when you bless Israel. Go to the phone. Call that number right now. You need healing in your body? Go to the phone. If you need God to open up finances, go to the phone and make a commitment. You need God to restore your marriage, make a commitment to Israel and see what God will do. You need God to save that lost loved one. You need God to get a hold of that rebellious son or that hard-hearted daughter. You make a commitment to Israel and see what God will do. God said it's a commanded blessing. God said, I must bless you. God says, I have no choice but to bless you.
Really?
Because if God doesn't bless you, then God is a liar and God's word is not true. But God said, I'm not a man that I should repent. But whatever I say, I will do. Numbers 23:19. Behold, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said it, and shall he not do it? Hath he spoken it, and shall he not make it good? God's word is true. Who will dare to stand on God's word? Who will dare to put God's word to the test right now? Call and make that pledge. And when you do, tell the prayer partner what you're believing God for. Tell the prayer partner what your number one need is. Tell the prayer partner what your heart's desire is. We're going to pray. We're going to pray. We're going to place your pledge on that flag of Israel that was hand-knitted by one of the Daystar
That's
House
special.
Of Hope residents, the Holocaust survivor. It took him over a year to do this. And we're placing them on that flag right now, on that altar. Go to the phone. Make that pledge right now. Somebody needs to be healed of cancer. You need to make a pledge for Israel and say, cancer. There's somebody that needs a raise on your job. You need to go to the phone and say, God, I'm going to put you first.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe, God, if I will put you first, then God, you're going to put me first. God will do it. There will be a reciprocation. To the measure you sow is the measure you're going to reap. Go to the phone and say, I'll do the thousand.
Going to heal people of cancer.
Either as a one-time gift or spread over 12 months. $1,000 or €1,000
to get healed
or
of
1,000 sterling pounds.
Yeah.
Call that number right now. Come on, New York City. Yes. Come on, New York City. I need to hear from you. All of you watching on cable vision or watching
Run
on DirecTV or watching on Time Warner in New York City. Come on, Big Apple. If you
Run
love
Daystar,
think about how many millions of Jews are in New York City that need to be reached with the gospel, and Daystar's doing it.
Yeah, they think you're ridiculous.
Call that number right now. Go to the phone. Come on, Seattle. Come on, Southern California. Come on, Atlanta. Come on, Oklahoma
Run for
City.
Your life.
Pastor Larry, what about what you've been talking about today?
Pastor Larry, here comes Larry
this
Huckster.
This certain season of the year and this special offering, why do people need to call?
You know, Marcus, just as you said those words, that somebody needs to be healed of cancer. Somebody needs a breakthrough in their job. Remember, folks that are watching, the word that we have in our Bible, righteousness, is the Hebrew word tzedakah or tzedakah. Listen to what it says, because this is why God has you watching. This is why God, right now, during the month of Adar, during the season of Purim, God will turn your story upside down. That's why he has you watching. Listen to what David said in Psalm 17. In righteousness, now remember the word righteous means acts of charity, acts of kindness. In righteousness, I shall behold your face. The Bible says that I've been young and I've been old, but I've never seen the righteous, those who respond to charity, forsaken. That's what that means, that God gives you a chance to respond to doing acts of kindness, acts of charity. And when you respond to charity, you will see God turn your story upside down. Mm-hmm. Proverbs 10:2 says, treasures of wickedness will not avail, but acts of charity rescues us from death. Proverbs 11:4, wealth will not avail in the day of wrath, but charity will rescue us from death or from the enemy. That's why you're watching right now. That's why God really? Has put these Holocaust survivors in Israel on Marcus and Joni's heart. Right now, folks, we're in that appointed time. We're in the time of Adar. It's the last month on the Hebrew Bible.
The time of Adar.
You know what the scripture says that we're to be rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. This is that month of great joy. When we respond to helping someone who needs charity, God will bring that joy. And that joy of the Lord is your strength. Listen to me. This is exactly what David is saying. This is exactly what Paul is saying. He said, we are created in Christ Jesus. Why are we here? We're created in Christ Jesus to do good works. Remember when they said to Jesus, they said, what's the greatest of the commandments? And he said, love God and love your neighbor. In these two, Marcus, when we love God's people, God moves his hand and turns our story upside down.
Wow.
Well, it's so true. The Daystar singers are standing by. We're going to get them to sing a song. And here's Randy from Bay City, Texas, $2,000. David from Olympia, Washington, $2,000. Pearl from Peoria, Arizona. Wow, she's a real pearl because it's a one-time gift of
$5,000.
Can somebody praise the Lord for that? And oh, this is exciting. Here is from Renton, Washington. That is the Seattle area. Here is a one-time gift of
$10,000.
My goodness, the little lamb is jumping up and down like a and going from a little lamb to a bunny rabbit. And then here's Virginia. Looks like from Zephyr, Texas. $1,000 a month for 12 months.
$12,000!
Can somebody rejoice? Hallelujah. Get on the phone quickly. Make that call while the Daystar singers sing Say So. When we come back from that song, then we're going to gather over all these pledges, place them on that Israeli flag that was hand-knitted by a Holocaust survivor in the Daystar House of Hope. So if you're going to get your pledge in, you got to do it by the time this song is over. The Daystar singers to sing Say So.
Now, I don't know if you're as shocked as I was when I heard what Marcus Lamb and Larry Huckster had to say, that if you needed to be healed of cancer, you could send $1,000 for this House of Hope, and that God would actually look down upon you and heal you of your cancer. Now, that is really despicable. That is really despicable. And then, I didn't know that there was any kind of a special anointing that you call in and they write down your prayer request, and then they themselves are going to take the prayer requests after they get a pledge out of you and lay it on a hand-crocheted Israeli flag. Like, is that supposed to move God? I can pray for myself and it won't cost me $1,000 or $5,000. Notice how excited Marcus gets when he gets big offerings. Very excited over the money. Actually, when they go home at night, they giggle, and they probably say to themselves, boy, people are stupid, when they go home to their multi-million dollar house. But now that is pitiful. Now here's Marcus, and he has the $100,000 hustle.
6 million who lost their lives. Let's not say no to these precious people. I pray that never again will they hear no. I want them to hear yes, that Christians love them, that believers all over the world love them, that the children of God love them and really care. Would you call? Would you dial that number? Would you go to the phone now and cast a vote yes? Positive in the affirmative. The phones are beginning to ring. I want to see every line jam. I want to see every line jam. I want to see that number get down to zero. So I need people right now in Kentucky. I need people in Illinois, in South Carolina, in Georgia. I need people in Florida, in Texas, in Mississippi, in California, in New York. Go to the phone now. Come on, UK. All of you that watch on Sky, all of you that watch on Freesat, if you love Daystar and you want to be a part of this miracle of Israel, call. This is end time Bible prophecy coming alive before our very eyes. You are a part of fulfilling Bible prophecy that in the last days the Jewish people's eyes would be opened, that their blindness would be removed, and that they would have a love for the gospel. I want to see that happen in my generation. I want to see that happen in my lifetime. And if we do it, then Jesus will come back in our lifetime, because he said when the gospel is preached in all the world, then shall the end come. Come on, let's make it happen. Let's make it happen. Let's help bring Jesus back in our generation. Will you do it? They're telling me we've only got 8 minutes left.
We're going to help bring Jesus
back. 8 minutes left. Then we're going to stop and we're going to pray. If you're going to call, you need to call now. If you care about Israel, then you'll call now. If you don't care about Israel, turn over to CNN and watch the liberal news. All they're going to tell you is the bad news. But if you care, and I know you care, I know you care, then will you call? Will you dial that number right now? Will you stand with me? We need some people that will give that double portion offering of $2,000, get 2 certificates. We need some people that will give a $5,000 foundational gift. Would you do it? That's a major gift, but you need a major miracle. And then there's that person God is going to speak to about a $100,000 gift. Go to the phone, and that $100,000 gift, we will put up a plaque with your name,
wow,
or your business or your church or ministry. We'll put up a plaque in the Daystar House of Hope signifying that you gave $100,000 towards that. Would you go to the phone right now? Would you go to the phone? Time is running out, and if we're going to do this, we've got to do it now. If we're going to keep the House of Hope open, I've got to hear from you now. We need some major gifts. And I'm determined. You know, I don't quit. I don't give up on anything. Mm-hmm. If I did, there wouldn't be a Daystar today. God is so good. And boy, he is blessing people. The people that have already given to this, they have been so blessed. Oh, the testimonies, the praise reports have just been amazing. Go to the phone right now. Go to the phone. We've got one more. Can we show one more of the testimonies? This is from Isaac, who is a resident in the Daystar House of Hope in Israel, overlooking the Sea of Galilee. Watch this and then respond and make that pledge, either a one-time gift of $1,000 or spread it out over 12 months, $84 a month, or it can be 84 euros a month or 84 British sterling pound a month. Would you do it? Would you call in Jesus' name? Let's listen to this about Isaac.
Checking account. Wow. What a bargain. $100,000 for a plaque. Wow. And then notice the double portion blessing. Oh, I want that one. I want that. Double portion blessing. What, it's only going to cost me $2,000 to get the double portion blessing? Wow. Have any of you ever been to Rome? Now, I've been to Rome. I've seen St. Peter's Square, been inside there, the Sistine Chapel. It is quite magnificent. And they basically use the same method to build that city. I think they have 10,000 rooms. And, of course, don't let the wolf fool you with his talk about giving to the poor and he wants to live a simple life. If he really wanted to live a simple life, he would sell his palace and the football field of artwork that they have in their basement and the Vatican Library with all the rare manuscripts. Many of them they tried to keep hidden from people so you wouldn't know the truth. But, of course, you can't stop God. But anyway, they built that city selling miracles the same way Marcus and Joni Lamb have built their so-called ministry. So when you build something on a lie, it won't stand. It will not stand. And eventually it will fall. I don't know if there's any hope for them to repent at this point. It's pretty pitiful when you would stoop so low to tell someone that has cancer that they could actually be healed of cancer by giving a gift to Daystar. That's pretty low. Now, we're going to hear one of the best hucksters. Now, she's good. I have to say, she's got it down, this girl. Juanita Bynum, false prophetess, but she really knows how to work a crowd, this girl. Anyway, here she is, Juanita, at the Daystar 2013 Charathon.
Which means everything that was attached to your life, that was, what y'all don't understand is that when you have lived your life in the system, there's some things you ain't never supposed to get. And once you done messed up in a certain way, there's some stuff you ain't never supposed to have. Who am I preaching to? Who gonna sit on TV and act like you're not talking to me? There's some things that have happened to people. Watch this. There are some things that have happened to people that watch this. Because they're in the system, they looking at it and saying it'll never happen again. But how many know in this building tonight that when you get on God's calendar, the devil is a liar? There is nothing that can be withheld from those that walk upright and that love God and that are obedient to Him. I'm here to tell you right now, I give the Lord saying, system failed. Which means everything that got your name in a system, I prophesy right now. Everything that got your name tied up in a system where the devil said it'll never be free. He is a liar that he is. Because tonight when you sow this seed, God is going to snap the shackles and nothing else will be able to hold it. Because I give the Lord saying no more delay. No more delay. The number is on the screen. Pick up the phone and call now. Somebody praise God right now because I feel something. Somebody praise God right now. Somebody praise God right now. I need somebody to praise God out of their spirit. Y'all sitting in the studio and you're giving God a studio praise, but you better praise God like you know what God is doing for you. You better praise God like I know He's answering me. You better praise. Listen. You sitting in the studio And I just heard somebody say, I would really praise God, but I didn't have $77 to give tonight, and I feel like I'm not worthy. The Bible said, watch this, he will give you your heart's desire, which means I just heard the Lord say, because your heart desired to give it. If you praise God, he's talking to you, because your heart desired to give it, and you didn't have it, God said, receive it anyhow. Somebody give God a shout in here. Who am I talking to? You're in this building right now, and you're saying, Dr. Biden, I didn't have it, but my heart desired to give it. And you know what? Watch this. My heart is in agreement with God, which means as soon as I can, I'm going to find it. And watch this. The Bible said he giveth seed to the sower. The Bible said he giveth seed to the sower, which means a lawyer practices law for a living. A doctor practices hospitalizing and doctoring and medicine for a living. A teacher practices teaching for a living. He's talking about the person that decides, I'm going to be a sower, which means I'm going to practice giving for a living. The way I live, I'm going to give. The operators are standing by right now. And when you desire to give it, you're watching my television. You need to write down on an envelope or a piece of paper right there in your house. And you need to say, I've got to call Daystar before September the 1st.
Write it down.
Because I got to posture myself in God. Mm. Dr. Biden, I'm one of those persons. $77 is like giving 77 cents to me. And I hear the Lord. I'm one of those 100 and some people that God was talking about. Those 126 people that the Lord is asking to sow the $1,077. I'm going to pledge it right now.
Oh,
I'm going to drop it on the ground every month. Oh. Like the bottom, I'm pledging right now that I'm picking up the phone. And I'm telling the operator before September the 1st, I'm going to sow my $77 seed offering. Why? Because not only do I want to be in God's timing and on God's schedule, I want to walk in alignment to God's calendar. Because I'm tired of hitting and missing.
God has a calendar.
I'm tired of some days I got and some days I don't. I'm tired of some days I can pay my bills and some days I can't. I'm ready to live in the overflow and the consistency of the blessings of God, where I don't have to ask or worry about where my tomorrow is coming from and how I'm going to eat and how I'm going to pay my bills. When I sow the right seed at the right time, I know the Lord shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. And I know the promises of God is yea and nay. And I know the calendar don't lie. And it never was meant to sit inside of the Gregorian calendar.
Really?
It was always meant to sit in the mind of God.
God has a calendar.
And for the first time, wow. Dr. Bottom, I'm going to pick up that phone and I'm going to call this television station, 1-800-329-0029. 1-800-329-0029.
Write it down.
1-800-329-0029. And I'm going to change my life.
Wow!
I'm not just going to sow a seed, but I'm getting ready to change my life.
Ooh!
I'm getting ready to reposition myself in the way that I operate forever. Huh. I'm getting ready to pay attention to the calendar of God. So I will know, not by my emotions, and not because I'm depending upon somebody to prophesy a word to me.
Ooh!
But I'm getting ready to dig up the calendar of God so I can know, in the month of October, what is God saying for me? In the month of November, what is God saying for me? Y'all ain't saying nothing. In the month of December, what is God saying for me? I'm not hearing y'all. Which means the prophecy that I've given out around the world has to fall on the calendar of God. It has to line up with what God is saying. Because now I'm sowing for direction.
Wow.
I'm sowing into a journey. I'm not sowing into a television station. I'm I'm sowing to take the journey with God.
Oh.
I'm sowing so that I can be postured. My peg is going in the ground to establish my posture in God. Pick up that phone and dial now. As Joni and Mark is getting ready to take it back, the number is 1-800-329-0029. Operators are standing by. Don't you dare hesitate to obey God. You don't know what God has for you. And I'm here to tell you that when you release it, the minute you hang the phone up, you will go into the scripture that says, no eye has seen, and no ear has heard, and neither has it entered into the hearts of men, the things that God has kept aside. One translation said, the things that God has tucked away with your name on it because you love the Lord.
Really?
Somebody give God a praise in this.
Tucked it away with my name.
Somebody come on and give him a wave offering in the house.
Just waiting for $1,000.
Somebody come on, give him a wave offering in the house. Come on, somebody bless his name in the house. Come on, somebody glorify him in the house. God, we thank you for teaching us. Somebody come on and glorify him. Oh, he would not have you ignorant concerning Satan's devices. Somebody give God praise. We thank you for divine wisdom. We thank you for divine wisdom. We thank you for loving us enough not to keep us lost. We thank you for loving us enough, God, not to keep us ignorant. And so we sow into purpose. We sow into divine timing. We sow into your perfect will. We know that we stand and we don't have to be shaken anymore. Somebody say, I don't have to be shaken anymore. I don't have to be shaken anymore. Somebody in this building. Somebody in this building while we're waiting for Marcus. Somebody, just come and tell me what you got out of this tonight. Because I'm telling you, we are in a place now. If you're watching my television, you're still anticipating upon calling. We are in a place right now where the body of Christ don't have time to be guessing and second guessing and hitting and missing it. And I think this is what God is saying. I think, no, we got to know now. Because if we don't know, we're going to be lost. If we don't know, Sister Lisa, we're going to be lost. And I mean lost in the church. I mean lost in the pews. I mean jumping and shouting and speaking in tongues and wondering why my life ain't going nowhere.
You're sure lost.
Why am I not getting ahead? Watch this. Why am I sowing and sowing and sowing? And I still don't see nothing. What did you just say, babe?
Out of timing. Out of timing.
Sowing and sowing and sowing. When the prophet came to the woman's house and she said, all I got is this whole cake and me and my son gonna eat this and die. Had she held it, she would have ate it and died. But because it was a prophetic word that came to her house, she didn't hesitate to know that God could have sent the prophet to anybody's house. God could have sent this word while you watching tonight. You could have been one of those persons that didn't even turn to this channel. You could have been at work. You could have missed this altogether. Why would the Lord allow it to come in your house? Why would the Lord allow it to come into your home? Because your turn has come to get out of the cycle of the world. For your second guessing about your future, your time has come to get out of the cycle of the world where you don't know how you're going to make it one day to the next. Your time has come to be recycled into the plan of God and the calendar of God. So I'm not guessing. If I wake up tomorrow morning, I don't feel good in my body, that don't change my promise. You wake up the next morning, the enemy try to send you into a depression. Your feelings ain't going to alter God. Because he has already given you his word. What did you get out of this tonight before we throw it back to Mark?
That the time is surely now. And that's what God is speaking. And we just need to link up with the prophet voice that's going across the airways. And know that God is speaking in doubles. And I believe by this time tomorrow, I'm going to hold it tangible. In Jesus' mighty name.
You know what? Wait a minute, I'm doing something right now. I'm doing something. What's your confession?
I just thank God for good fortune. At 77, I'm in good fortune, and I'm in the right position. I'm in the right position to receive from the Lord. And this is God's divine timing. So move now. Right now is God's timing. You know what? Somebody said, well, what are you doing, Prophetess Bottom? I'm making you confess it. I'm making you speak it. Because what the studies did say is that what is in the left arm that's connected to the heart will cause the mouth to pronounce it. It will cause the mouth to speak it. Are you hearing me? The reason why I keep telling you to bless God is because whatever is in your heart that you desire God to do, you got to open your mouth and start praising God, because it's out of the confession of your mouth. Are you hearing God tonight? Pick up the phone and dial now. Operators are standing by. You don't want to miss your time nor your turn. This is the season for us to be transformed by what God has called us to do. While we're getting ready to go to Marcus and Joni, I want everybody in this building that believe God. You're watching my television. I'm telling you what I know to be factual. What I know to be factual. That God is about to bring about change in your life like never before. And while you're still sitting there contemplating about whether or not I should sow a seed, I'm here to tell you right now that you better obey God before September the 1st. Because we are adopted into the royal family. And we will no longer shout and miss our inheritance. We will no longer grab the tongues and grab the spirituality and miss the principles of the calendar of God and miss the timing of God. While we're going to Marcus right now, you need to decide that I'm going to obey God and plant this seed for $77, and your life will change forever. Somebody put your hands together as Marcus comes. Oh, come on, put your hands together.
Thank you so much, Juanita. What?
Which means everything.
Unbelievable, isn't it? I didn't know God had a calendar. God has a calendar up there in heaven. Wow. And you have to get in on this before by September 1st, because you could miss God if you don't get in by September 1st and forget about it. God forgets about you, and he will not bless you. Something interesting, too, that the two ladies that she interviewed during her little, I don't know what that was, but the one lady said something about God does something in doubles, but it's really double speak, because she says one thing, but she really means another thing, and she tries to wrap it in some kind of spirituality that she's a prophetess and God is speaking to her. And you have to obey her right now, what she's saying, because God is speaking. And here's something else. If God is really speaking to these people and telling them to give $1,077, God doesn't need Juanita to tell me or anybody else what God is telling me to do. I'm perfectly able to hear from God for myself. And that's one of the tactics that they do, and it's a form of manipulation, is to say that God is saying it right now. And so when you hear that, it's called the power of suggestion. They're suggesting it to you, and then you say to yourself, wow, maybe it is God telling me to do this. And then you get all those little selfish feelings going, thinking, well, you know what, I really do. I need a new car, and I have to make my mortgage payment, and I need a few things for myself. So I'm going to go ahead and see if I could bribe God to give me what I want by giving him some money. And it appeals really to our carnal nature. And we know that God doesn't really work that way at all. We get things from God by asking. We don't have to pay him off. Well, then Marcus's wife, Joni, she gets in on the hustle. And I'm going to play a few clips here from Joni Lamb, Marcus's wife. And here's one clip from Joni.
Either as a one-time gift or over the next 12 months. Some to give $2,000, some to give $5,000. Would you do what the Holy Spirit is speaking to you today? Let me send you that certificate that's suitable for framing. I will personally sign every one of those. And the Israel DVD, the video about all over, about Israel, is just so awesome. We're going to send both of these as our thank you to you.
You know, I really believe, honey, that there are people who are watching that God has really blessed you, and this has touched your heart to hear this today, and there are some very large gifts. And I just want to tell you that 100% of your gifts will go to the Daystar House of Hope, and we'll be able to continue to do what we're doing in Israel. So those of you, you know who you are, and there are some of you that were saying, you know, Lord, I really need you to give me a sign if you want me to give a large gift. This is your sign to you right now, because, you know, I never say this. I don't think I've ever said this in my whole life, because I don't ever really talk about money ever. And so I just felt the prompting of the Holy Spirit to say there are some of you that God has blessed abundantly, and he's wanting you to be a part of the Daystar House of Hope. Was it not incredible to hear that letter from an 89-year-old Holocaust survivor named Yosef?
Wow.
And I call our Joseph Yosef all the time, don't I? That's what I call you, because you've got Jewish blood running through your veins. And this beautiful flag that he hand crocheted, I mean, it's just beautiful, beautiful. But just be obedient to what the Spirit of the Lord is asking you to do right now. And I want to tell you something. I got an email from a lady one time that, in fact, I've gotten many emails, but there was a lady who gave for one of the projects that we were doing in Israel, Moshe. And she wrote me and she said, I've given, and God has always blessed me for being obedient and giving. And she said, but I gave to this project. And she just started telling me all these things that began to happen in her business and with her family and the blessing of God, because that is the word of God. You bless what God is blessing. And then, I mean, you're going to be blessed. And the Bible talks specifically about when we bless Israel.
Yes.
I mean, there's a specific blessing that is attached to that. So be obedient, large or small. Every gift is important. And we appreciate all of you that have helped us. But, Moshe, this has been a very expensive project. I mean, we've already put several million dollars into this. And so we need your help. We need your support to continue. Thank you, everyone that's a part. And I know I'm going to be getting more emails from people saying you're not going to believe what has happened as a result of being obedient the day that I was watching you do Israel Night. And so, again, I'm going to hold up the beautiful flag. Thank you, Yosef. If the Holocaust survivors are watching there in Israel, because we're going live into Israel.
All right. Yes, the Holy Spirit is speaking to you right now, according to Joni, because she also, like Juanita, can hear from the Holy Spirit for you to tell you to send in some money. I have one more clip here that I'm going to play, and it's Joni Lamb, Larry Huckster, and Marcus Lamb. And this clip is almost 15 minutes long, so but there is so much information on here. really, so many shocking statements. It's awful what pride can do to people, and the love of money, which is the root of all evil.
as we are taking a tour to Israel, we will take your name and put it in the Wailing Wall. You do that every time we go. We print out all the names of all of our partners. And Steve, how special is that to go to the Wailing Wall? There you see Marcus going last time we were there and taking the prayer requests. And we print them out. It's usually a huge stack. But how precious is that, and how wonderful and anointed is that time at the Wailing Wall?
Joni, I think that this is the most, this is the best gift of all. It's better than a certificate or the wonderful programs in the Israel Lives, that DVD set, because I've been at the Western Wall, and that was the most moving place for me in all of Israel. And I think it's because prayer does go up there 24/7. And I also know that I've prayed for people at the Western Wall myself, and I've gotten praise reports back from them of how God worked miraculously just in a very short period of time after praying for them at the Western Wall. So that's really significant.
And Steve, you always tell me about good things that happen to you right after you come to the Western Wall.
Well, I was sitting here thinking tonight, there's this, I always tell the people about some things that's happened to me after we've done something in Israel or Israel night. Because I work on growing the carriage of the network, the coverage around the world, and some deals you work on for years, and it's after, if we do something that's Israel related, things, doors just seem to start opening up.
True.
And just tonight, before I walked on, and Marcus knows what I'm talking about, I won't name the name, there's a major MSO that we've been that I've been working on for a long, long time to get Daystar launched on. It's many, many more homes, and he actually sent me an email of what somebody had sent to him just as I was standing on the set tonight before I came on, of concerning that launch. And as Pastor Larry Huck will tell you, coincidence is not in the vocabulary, Pastor Huck, of the Hebrew language. And so it's no coincidence to me that it's Israel night. I get this encouraging news tonight.
So it's a large table system.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, for those that may not know.
Can I really make a mention of your mom?
Yes.
At Jonathan's wedding also, she searched me out, and it was Steve. But it was Steve, I love watching you in Israel.
Oh,
is what she said to me. And she told me, and she started to chat with me, that she just loves all the things that Daystar does in Israel. So it really broke my heart to hear of her passing, because she was such a sweet and wonderful lady. And as Moshe said, she searched him out at Jonathan's wedding just to speak to him and call him by name. She was just such a wonderful lady. And so I know that she would, well, I know that she's behind us up there in heaven and rooting us on for our efforts in Israel.
I believe that.
Pastor Larry Huck, we are going to have you to preach because you have such an important word. But there's a real flow right now, the Holy Spirit. Would you just take a minute and encourage people now? Don't give the whole sermon now. We're going to get to that in a moment. But whatever the Holy Spirit is speaking to you right this moment, would you encourage the viewers around the world, sir?
You know, Marcus, I couldn't feel more honored than to be a part of this incredible, incredible call that God has given Daystar and you and Joni. And I just want to encourage people. I'm just like Joni. I hate talking about money. I hate saying go to the phone. But I'm going to share with you that in 2 weeks, the opportunity to do what God's calling us to do will be gone. It will pass by. And that's why it's so important that we respond to what God is saying right now to help these Holocaust survivors. Listen to me. I'm going to prove to you by the Word of God and God's calendar that this is a time that God brings an anointing on whatever we give that will never come again for one whole year. But we're almost gone, Marcus, from that ever happening again. I'm going to show you in the Hebrew how this ties in. And as Steve said, in ancient Hebrew, there's no word for coincidence. If you're watching right now, it is not a coincidence. God wants you right now to be involved with turning these people's story upside down. And I will prove to you by the Word of God, when you get involved with this, as nothing else, when you get involved with turning these Holocaust survivor story upside down. God guarantees, it's called, and I'll share Marcus later, but it's called the offering of fire. God guarantees he'll get involved with turning your story, your children's story, your family story upside down. This is an appointed time with God.
Thank you, Pastor Larry. I'm standing here in the phone area. This is just one of our phone areas. And I felt like the Lord saying, son, tell the people now's the time. Not to wait till the message, not to wait till the end of the program today. But now's the time to move. Now's the time to make a decision. Now's the time to act. God is saying, the blessing that I have placed upon Israel, upon my chosen people, I will bring that blessing upon you if you bless my chosen people. I want you to call. There's thousands of you today all over the world that God is speaking to. You could give a $1,000 gift, or you could give $84 a month for 12 months, or you could give it in pounds, or you could give it in euros, or you could give it in rupees in India, or rand in South Africa, whatever your currency is. But go to the phone right now and call that number and say, yes, I'm going to stand with Israel. I'm going to bless the people of the Bible. I'm going to bless God's chosen people. I'm going to help these heroes, the Holocaust survivors. If there's anybody that's a hero that's alive on planet Earth today, it's those Holocaust survivors. Go to the phone. Go to the phone right now and be a part of that. If you could play that music that we played last night. You remember this music. Play that music for me right now. And I'm asking you, will you take my mother's place? When my mom and dad were both alive, here's one, the friend of Israel that had my daddy and my mother's name on there. If they can get a close-up of that. Maybe they can get a second camera in here to help me out on that. So they gave many, many times. Sometimes they would give three and four times in one share-a-thon. But then after my father died, my mother continued on. And here is one you can see where she gave. And my mother was in her 70s. She didn't have any income other than a government check. But yet she continued. If I could hear that music in here, please. But yet she continued to support Israel because it was so important to her. When I found these certificates Sunday morning before I preached her funeral Sunday afternoon, the Lord said, bring the certificates to Daystar on Israel Day and challenge people to take her place. Challenge people to stand in the gap and make up the hedge. Would you do it? Would you do it? Would you do it? Go to the phone right now. Go to the phone right now. $1,000 one-time gift, or $84 a month for 12 months, or you could do it in euros, or you could do it in pounds. Whatever the Lord's speaking to you to do today. But if it can be $1,000, I want to send you one of the certificates that will have your name on it. And we need more prayer partners. If we can get the singers and the band to help us, we need everybody. If I'm writing your paycheck, and I need you to help me right now, go to the phone all across America and around the world and say, yes, I'm going to be a part of this. I'm going to be a part of this. Now's the time. Now is the time. If you get a voicemail, leave your name and phone number, and we'll call you back. Or you can just leave your name and mailing address and say, I'm going to give $1,000 as a one-time gift or $84 a month for 12 months. We will download that information, and we'll send you an acknowledgement letter. Or you can go to daystar.com and click on prayer, or click on pledge or giving. It's a secure website, and you can send your pledge that way electronically. But are we getting all of our band members and our singers to the phones? We need them desperately because heaven has just opened up. Heaven has just opened up. Now you can get through. Call back right now. You can get through. There's just a few lines available. But God is saying, I will bless those who bless you, Israel. I will curse those who curse you, Israel. I don't want to be on the cursing end,
Do you? I don't want to live under a curse. I want to live under the blessing. I want to live under an open heaven. I want to know that in these last days of human history that I made a difference. Go to the phone. If we can get anybody else to help us on the phone, anybody else that's on staff that can help us, we need everybody we can in this building, engineers, data service, data entry people, extra production people, extra grip people, whoever can help us, we need you right now to help answer these phones, because heaven is just opening up. Heaven is just opening up. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your glory, for your honor, for your praise. I'll tell you what, folks. We're going to all stand before God on that great white throne judgment. And all of our deeds are going to be displayed, I believe, on a gigantic video screen. God is going to decide how many stars will be in our crown and what kind of rewards that we're going to have. Tonight, today, this morning, this afternoon, whenever you're watching this, you are doing something that is going to propel you to your future. There's going to be a future eternal reward in heaven. When God said yes, you said yes. You blessed my people. You touched my people. You helped my people. God will remember this day. He will remember you. He will remember you. Thank you. I'm so sorry. I'm not trying to cry. Call the number and say, I will be a help the Holocaust survivors. I will help the Holocaust survivors with either a $1,000 one-time gift or $84 a month for 12 months. Then there are many of you, the Lord spoke to me today when I was praying, and he said, son, challenge people to give $2,000 or a double portion. You're going to give a double portion blessing to Israel, and you're going to receive a double portion blessing upon your life and your family. Some of you need to give a $2,000 gift, one for yourself and one for your spouse, or one for yourself and one for a loved one. Go to the phone and call. And he also said to me, son, there are going to be people I'm going to speak to, and you challenge them. There's at least a dozen people the Holy Spirit is speaking to give a $5,000 gift as a foundation stone, as a foundation blessing. Some of you need a big miracle. I know $5,000 is a lot of money to some people. To others, it's not. But some of you need a major miracle, and you need to give a major gift. The Lord spoke that to Joni. You don't ever hear Joni say things like that. Joni, are you still there? Can you share that, what you were saying a while ago about the Lord speaking to you about people giving major gifts?
Well, when we were sitting here, I really felt the Holy Spirit just impress me that there were people that have never given before, but God has really blessed you. And you, for whatever reason, you're going across the channels, you stopped, you're listening, and you're like, that's a good thing to help Holocaust survivors. It's a good thing to have a house of hope where Holocaust survivors can live out the rest of their life in comfort and being taken care of the way they deserve to be taken care of. And he just said to me, I have some large gifts of people that I've blessed, and I'm going to speak to them today to get involved with the Daystar House of Hope. So you know who you are. And always say, I think about that scripture, Steve, obedience is better than sacrifice. And delayed obedience is disobedience. And I know when the Lord speaks to me, I want to be obedient. So that's all we're asking you to do, is be obedient to what the Lord is asking you to do right now, and help us with the Daystar House of Hope. Can we put up a picture again of the Daystar House of Hope?
Well, it speaks for itself, doesn't it? And for any of you that happen to be listening to this program today, and you're trying to make a decision for Jesus Christ. I can say this, that God's word is true, and God has given us the Bible for instruction, and everything we need to know is in that Bible. God speaks to us through his word, and God is real, and Jesus Christ is real, and he does love you. And we make these programs to show people that not all Christians are money-grubbing preachers. We don't all do things just for money. We do things because we love people. We want people to share in the joy and the peace that we have. All of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And we all have a past. Before we knew Jesus Christ, I met the Lord as my Lord and Savior in 1981 and have been serving him faithfully ever since. And I would never go back to my old life, because truly I was born again and became a new person. I'm not saying I'm not perfect. I'm far from perfect. But I know that I have something that I never had before I knew Christ. I have his peace. I know that I can pray and turn to him in my time of trouble. I know that I have brothers and sisters in the Lord, the body of Christ, and they pray for me, they counsel me, and I'm so grateful for the body of Christ. We want people to know that you don't have to buy anything from God. We give each other money. When we help each other, we don't have to give God money, because obviously he doesn't need any money. That's quite obvious, isn't it? But if you don't know Jesus Christ today, I believe salvation is simple. I believe that, like the Bible says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, that confession is made unto salvation. I believe in the born-again experience. Get out your Bible and read the third chapter of John. Jesus said you must be born again. First, you're born of your mother, and then you must be born again of the Spirit of God. And your past will be forgiven. Your sins will be wiped away, and you will begin a brand new life. And I believe, like the Bible says, that if you will repent of your sins and ask Jesus Christ to come into your life and to be your Lord and Savior, that you believe that he died and he resurrected and he's sitting at the right hand of the Father and he wants to help you. Only God can help you ultimately. He is the only one that can change your life and really help you. When everyone else may turn away, God will be there for you. He promises he will never leave us or forsake us. And we know that when we die, we're going to heaven. I know I'm going to heaven. I wasn't good enough, and I couldn't do enough good things to get myself there. It's only because of Jesus Christ and his sacrifice on the cross that I am able to go to heaven and stand before God. So ask Jesus Christ to come into your life today. Ask him to forgive you of your sins, and he will, and you can begin a brand new life. Get out your Bible and start reading through the Bible. Renew your mind with the Word of God and watch God change you. Watch him change your thinking, and it's a wonderful life, knowing God. I wouldn't trade it for all the money in the world for what I have in Jesus. And that's why Christians preach the gospel. That's why we're so fervent in wanting people to know, because we know what has happened to us, and we want to share that good news with you. So don't forget to tune in next week for another broadcast. And thanks for being here today. Thank you for listening. and God bless you.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there.